Welcome to the Redeemables Minisode. It's the shorter version, you know how it goes.
Yep.
I'm here with Kenny and Duff.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello, great, thanks.
We are still on a high from doing Universal Soldier last week, and I'm sure you are too.
And I watched a lot of 90s action, early 90s, late 80s action films.
Yep. I watched Independence Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I respect you both.
Did any of you watch the Regeneration?
No.
Universal Soldier Regeneration?
No. I watched Independence Day.
Okay. And that's it? Just one film this week?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm a 5 a week guy.
I'm time poor.
Okay.
And poor.
That sucks.
The double hitter.
Fuck. You have to watch it next door neighbor's TV with a crack of the window.
So, So I'm going to put my Cash App up on the Facebooks later if anyone wants to make a contribution. I've got a personal Patreon. Right?
Well, I was going to say, they call it Patreon, but it's basically a Cash App.
It's basically begging.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do for this minisode, we're going to celebrate the golden age of action films from 85 to 95.
Yeah.
When you could get away with more and it was a simpler time and we were more easily fooled.
Simpler movies as well.
Yeah. So I've done a game. We'll do our top five from that era later.
Yep.
I've done a game and it's, I'm rolling back a classic again.
Yep.
This one is guess the action movie based on the ChatGPT plot synopsis.
Okay.
So I've asked AI, I've given it the name of the movie.
Yeah.
And I said, give me a short plot synopsis on this movie without mentioning anybody involved in the making of it.
And they're all 85 to 95.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they're relatively long. I kept asking ChatGPT to make it shorter and it was basically saying, shut your fucking mouth or do it how I want. Yeah. So it's sentient, we're fucked.
Yeah.
But
this
I've started-
the beginning.
Yeah, this is it. So this is how Terminator goes. So I've started off with what I think should be some pretty easy gets for some action movie savants like yourself. Duff was talking up his skills on the main ones.
He was.
No pressure, Duff. But can you just play that bit where he was hyping himself up right now?
Cut in.
And
drop. Now?
Anyway.
And we're back.
And so.
In my defense, though, I hadn't had a Red Bull. And I was feeling pretty confident.
I get cocky
now
when
I've had a Red Bull and I'm pretty anxious. Yeah. Pretty anxious and a bit jittery.
So, shall we start?
Yeah.
Now, I'm also anxious and jittery because I've got big blocks of text in front of me to read. So, bear with me. I'll do my best. I'm not wearing my glasses. First movie. Guess this
so
movie.
Old.
No, I'm so old, man. I'm not wearing my bifocals. I've taken my cholesterol medication, though. I'm not even joking. I noticed the other day, I was getting-
We're losing our younger audience.
I was refilling my prescription, and for the first time ever, I noticed it said, like, avoid sunlight. And I was like, fuck, I wish I'd read that, like, 3 years ago. I've been out in the sun so much lately. Anyway. First movie. A group of rebellious and diverse high school students-
Toy soldiers.
Taken
damn
boom.
It.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So I'm going to throw you some softballs, but I've got-
Sean Astin.
Plenty. Yeah. In this-
Wait. Was the villain from Toy Soldiers, the leader of the bad guys, was he the guy at the dam in Universal Soldier?
Fuck.
The main bad guy? I feel like it was.
What guy at the dam?
The main bad guy in the dam that's at the-
Not the Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No,
the Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam. And he's got all the hostages.
The Mexican
the
from-
The kind of Latino. Yeah.
He's was from he Jurassic World. Yeah.
Bad guy from Toy Soldiers?
Oh, maybe.
I feel like he might be.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway.
Once I see Sean Astin, everything else just sort of fades to black.
Fair.
All right. So next one. Here we go. In this suspenseful thriller, a shadowy and highly skilled assassin is hired to carry out a high-profile hit on a prominent public figure. To evade capture, the assassin employs a series of elaborate disguises and ingenious tactics, leaving the law enforcement authorities baffled and racing against time to prevent the impending assassination.
The Jackal?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Was the Jackal?
Oh, the original Jackal.
Yeah, this is the Bruce Willis one, yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Wait, what?
Yeah, Bruce Willis, he wore all the disguises.
No, I remember that, but was that from fuck? I thought that was late 90s.
No, it was before 95.
Really? Fuck, there you go.
Yeah, because I thought the Jackal immediately, and I was like, that's
okay, maybe it's not from, sorry, maybe these movies aren't from 1995 to 95.
That's all right.
Forget that bit.
Carry on.
Yeah. Still action. Still. Yeah. Like about it.
It's a thriller, but we'll carry on. Actually, can I get whoever's keeping score just to cut? Let's just strike that from the record.
Rod Gunn?
Yeah. Thanks.
He's going to give me a written warning as well.
Give me one.
We'll strike it from the record.
Give me one.
Carry on.
I did a lot of work on that.
next movie. In this sci-fi thriller, set in the future where time travel is a reality, a decorated government agent is tasked with-
Time Cop.
Yes.
Damn it. That's a good one. I was going to say 12 Monkeys.
These are actually really long as well. So, anyway. Next one, they're going to get a little bit more difficult, in my opinion. Yeah. They're going to get a little bit more difficult as we go along. In this gripping action film, a skilled but unconventional skydiving instructor becomes becomes entangled in
Terminal Velocity.
Yes.
Terminal Velocity with Charlie Sheen.
I got you on the misdirect. I knew you'd say Drop Zone. Yeah. Yep. All right. So
see, Terminal Velocity, that's a fucking film.
There's only two skydiving movies ever.
Yeah.
Unless you want to count Point Break. Of the Mission Impossible or Point Break.
So here we go again. In a dark and supernatural tale,
Dark
the world
City.
Stands on the brink of a millennium transition. And an ancient prophecy predicts the arrival of a malevolent force that seeks to bring out the end
Stargate?
Of Stargate? A former police officer haunted by a personal tragedy.
I've already said that.
Unwittingly becomes entangled in a battle between good and evil when
Black
he crosses
Rain?
Paths with the mysterious woman marked by otherworldly visions. As the forces of darkness attempt to use her as a vessel for their apocalyptic plans, our reluctant hero finds himself
Golden
thrust
Sun.
Into the perilous quest to prevent the impending doom. Chased by demonic entities and facing the ticking clock of the millennium, he must unravel a web of ancient secrets and confront
Is it John Cusack?
No, it's a bigger star than that, physically and metaphorically.
Oh,
the film weaves together elements.
I know what it is. It's Schwarzenegger and it's the one where he's possessed.
And suspense.
No, he's not possessed.
End of days. Yes, I got it.
Which is why when I was reading this, fuck you, ChatGPT. It says here.
That is a misdirect.
Yeah, but what
that's
you know,
also not 95.
No,
you know what's annoying?
It's late 90s.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Predicts the arrival of a malevolent force that brings around the end of days.
Yeah.
So I should have also mentioned to ChatGPT, don't mention the title of the movie.
Fucking hell,
let
the movie do that.
Bad Google review for you.
End of Days. Rewatched that about a year ago. It was good.
Really?
I like that.
Still pretty good.
Gabriel Byrne, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Next one.
He's going to fuck you, Jenny.
I love how your brain, the most obscure fucking movie.
Is that from Forrest Gump?
Fuck you, Jenny. He's going to fuck you.
Yeah, that's Forrest Gump, right? You're doing Forrest Gump?
No, End of Days.
Oh, sorry.
This random quote.
He's coming for you.
What's the safe word again?
Pineapple.
Next one. In this action-packed film set in a gritty urban landscape, a skilled weapons designer who has turned his back on the military-industrial complex finds himself reluctantly pulled back into the world of high-tech weaponry, where the ruthless arms dealer acquires
Robocop.
Close, but...
Judge Dredd.
Nope. Cutting-edge inventions and threatens to unleash chaos, the reluctant hero dons a powerful suit of advanced armor to become a formidable force against the criminal underworld.
Robocop.
As he embraces his alter ego, he must confront his own moral dilemma whilst battling an army of high-tech mercenaries.
Is it Batman?
The film delves into the themes of redemption, responsibility, and the consequences of unchecked power.
Dick Tracy.
Blending an intense action sequences with a compelling character-driven narrative. I'll give you the star. Shaquille O'Neal.
Is
it really?
Man of Steel.
Steel.
Yep. Steel. Close that's enough. It. Steel. Yeah, steel. Yeah.
Fuck, I don't remember
Dude,
that.
Dude, we are getting.
Man, that is fucking hard as fuck. And that is not 80s.
No.
That's like.
It's early 90s.
Is it really?
Yep.
I feel like, yeah.
Oh, Shaq has been around a while, I guess.
I don't think that was good, was it?
It was horrendous.
Really bad. We're getting into some. Either the plots are weirder or they're more obscure movies from now on.
You know what? Yeah. I never trust a Shaq movie or a Shaq video game.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu, that's right.
Poor Shaq.
What about a Shaq gambling agency?
Yeah.
No. You earn with that?
I'll hit that.
Yeah. I always trust gambling agencies. Okay. Always. Yeah. Implicitly. No problem. Yeah. I was conditioned by it. Yeah. Thank you.
I was going to gamble, then those warnings at the end, maybe not.
Imagine what you could be buying. $10,000 a week of cocaine.
Yeah. Fucking.
Next movie. In a dystopian future, the government has created an elite group of genetically engineered soldiers designed from birth for ruthless efficiency and obedience.
Soldier. Love that movie.
Yeah. How fucking good is that?
Kurt Russell.
I am balls deep in this movie right there. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love
Sign me up. I'm in. Yeah. Let's go. Next one. This one's pretty easy as well, actually. It's fucking so easy, but it just sounds so dumb when you say it out loud. In this high-stakes thriller, a former emergency services professional attending a major sporting event becomes an unlikely hero.
Sudden death.
Yeah.
or
the one with Batista.
The one with Batista.
Love that movie. Yeah.
What's that called again?
Suddenly Deaf.
Suddenly Dead.
It's basically the same plot. It's an ice hockey game, but it's just Batista instead of Van Damme.
Suddenly, yeah.
And Pierce Brosnan, yeah?
I don't think
Pierce Brosnan's in it. He's not in it. Nah, the villain's recognizable. He's a British guy. I can't remember his name. But it's a good movie.
Yeah, I like that. It was from maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Longer than that.
Just pre-pandemic. Yeah,
I think it's before. Oh, maybe it was after the first Guardians.
I think it might have been.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right.
But it's good. It's like a good action movie.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh,
yeah, no. Check it out. I'll put it on the list for sure. Though.
Yeah, Batista had a little run there where he loved did some it. Obscure sort of action yeah. stuff, and they're all pretty good.
I'm a fan of
yeah.
late.
Yeah, you should be.
Okay. In this action-packed martial arts film, a mysterious and highly skilled American soldier finds himself stationed on a remote military base in a foreign land. When a ruthless arms dealer collaborates with a corrupt local military faction to unleash chaos, the soldier's combat prowess becomes a formidable asset.
Rambo.
As he delves deeper into the conspiracy, he discovers a secret training camp where deadly ninja warriors are being groomed for nefarious purposes. While his martial arts expertise and a sense of duty, the American soldier takes on the role of an unexpected hero, battling the sinister forces to dismantle their plans and restore peace to the troubled region.
Fuck, I want to watch it.
The film combines intense hand-to-hand combat, thrilling ninja sequences, with a dash of espionage, creating a high-energy narrative that explores...
Is it Chuck Norris?
No.
It sounds like fucking something Chuck.
It does. It's from that era. Yeah, this is 80s for sure.
This is tough.
American Ninja?
Yes.
Is that the plot for American Ninja?
Yep.
Fuck, I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Me neither.
What's the main guy in it? The main guy in American Ninja, guy.
Can't remember his name.
What's his name?
It's not Ninja, is it?
Fuck, he was just missed being as
It's not
big
Michael
as,
Pear, is it?
No, could be. He just missed being a star. He had this and he had like two others in the mid to late 80s. And then I reckon he just
Michael,
missed the wave.
Michael Dudikoff.
That's it, yeah, Dudikoff. That's it. He was in like Navy SEALs as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. This was a huge deal.
It was.
This movie.
I got to relook at that.
It was in Platoon too, apparently.
I forgot about that plot.
Yeah. It was one of the ones I wasn't allowed to watch. So I had to make a friend with someone I didn't like whose parents were more lax with the rules.
Great.
Yeah. It ended well. Anyway, that's another story.
And do you remember the movie?
No, I did not remember that was the plot at all. No. As soon as I saw the cover, when I saw the thumbnail for it,
I could tell you what the cover looks like. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what the movie's
about.
There's
a lot of American flags on it. Yeah. I don't remember that much. A guy doing a kick with an American flag in the background. Yeah, fucking every time.
American Ninja.
All right. Speaking of kicks and whatnot.
Jesus, it was a simpler time.
It really was. How about this one? In this adventurous tale, a skilled martial artist living on the fringes of society finds himself thrust into a clandestine world of underground fighting tournaments. When he witnesses a
kickboxer,
wrong bet.
Bloodsport.
When he witnesses a crime perpetrated by a notorious criminal organization, he becomes driven by a personal mission for justice.
Raw deal.
His journey takes an unexpected turn when he discovers a hidden island where warriors from diverse
backgrounds.
Yes.
Oh, fucking Quest.
The pickpocket, the whole bit of that, that's like 2 minutes of the movie. That's longer than the intro to the movie.
Don't you get angry with me, Kenny.
Blame the AI.
All he had to say is, now he's a monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, no, now he's a snake.
Fighting tournament on island. Yeah. Quest.
The Quest. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that or Fight Island with Dana. All right. Couple more. How many have I got? I got a couple more. In this action-packed film, two skilled but contrasting police detectives find themselves reluctantly partnered.
Tango and Cash.
Nope. To take down a professional criminal syndicate that has infiltrated. Nope.
Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I love that movie. I've got it here.
Yep. Getting a little bit, I believe this one's more obscure, but here we go. In this action-packed crime drama, a seasoned cop and his loyal canine partner.
Turner and Hooch.
Nope. Find themselves embroiled in a dangerous conspiracy when they stumble upon a nefarious plot to unleash chaos in their city. Not chaos in the city! Get the dog! As they investigate a series
Wait, can I have a clue? What sort of dog was it?
It is a German Shepherd, I believe.
Okay.
And that's from my memory, and as we know, my memory's not great. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Is John Belushi in it?
No, you're thinking of canine.
Yeah.
It's not canine.
Which I might be as well.
Yeah.
But it was around that era of just like a cop and a dog.
That's some good movies.
Yeah. It's a big star, but it's not a well-known movie.
I preferred Eastwood and an orangutan, but I'll take a cop and a dog.
I saw those movies at what we called the cinema, where they just sort of put a blanket up in the Bridgetown Civic Center and projected a movie.
Every Which Way But Loose.
And E.T. Yeah. It seems like a fucking fever dream. There's a memory that he drives around with an orangutan flying bikes.
That's what he does. Yeah, great film.
Wild stuff.
Great films. I think there's two of them.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, Every Which Way But Loose and...
Any Which Way? Every Which Way and Any Which Way? I think it was.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway.
As they investigate a series of seemingly unrelated crimes, the duo discovers a powerful criminal organization with plans to destabilize the community. The cop, facing both internal corruption and external threats, he's got IA on his ass as well, guys.
And he's got a dog.
Yep.
Yeah, it's came up.
Forms an unlikely alliance with a streetwise informant to expose the criminals and restore justice. This film combines intense action sequences, clever detective work, and an unbreakable bond between man and dog.
It's not creating that a thrilling it's not like Rex or something?
No. Yeah. Detective Rex. Creating creating a thrilling narrative that explores the challenges of law enforcement and the face of overwhelming odds. And the star is Chuck Norris.
Oh, no, fuck. No,
I don't know. No. Top Dog.
Top Dog. That was what it was called.
Yep.
Chuck Norris is before my time.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Well, you weren't a Chuck guy?
I used to love the Missing in Action
Missing
film.
Missing in Action. Yeah. I watched all those. Stuff, but like,
that's about all I knew of his.
I couldn't tell you anything else apart from Texas Walker.
Because he was more like a late 70s into the 80s for his movies.
Yeah,
and then he had Walker, Texas Ranger for most of the 90s.
Yeah. So I've got one more question for you. And then what I've got is just three of the weirdest plots from the 80s and 90s just to give you a bit of a fun ride there. In this intense crime thriller, two seasoned detectives from major metropolitan police force find themselves entangled in a complex web of crime and corruption when they inadvertently capture a high-profile criminal from another country. As they escort the suspect back to face justice, they become embroiled in a dangerous conspiracy involving the Yakuza, the notorious Japanese organized crime syndicate. The detectives must navigate the unfamiliar...
The corruptor.
Perilous underworld of Tokyo where... Cultural clashes and relentless pursuit of the Yakuza complicate their mission.
Oh, Rising Sun?
No. You have mentioned this movie in the previous Cyborg. Episode. This film unfolds as a gripping tale of honor, betrayal, and redemption set against the neon-lit backdrop of a city on the brink of chaos as the detectives fight to uphold justice and confront the demons of their own past.
Red Heat?
No, I don't remember it.
It's got a form of weather in the title. There's a weather.
Black
phenomenon.
Rain.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I don't remember Black Rain being set in Japan. Yeah.
That's how long it's been.
No, it's Michael Douglas,
I think. Yeah, Michael Douglas. Yeah. With a kind of mullet going on.
Yeah.
Andy Garcia the younger cop?
Maybe.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I just remember Michael Douglas in Aviators.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And in leather.
Yeah.
He's wearing a lot of leather.
That was the black.
No chance. That. One there could have been 100 movies.
I just don't remember Black Rain. I remember Black Rain. You watched it a couple, like when I was young. I don't remember it being set in Japan. And that honestly, sounds like the whole movie was in Japan.
Told me the plot of
I remember
these movies
it in
anything.
Shadow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shadows.
It's just dark. Yeah. The whole thing's dark and there's like a flood or something.
Apparently there's a lot of neon as well, but
like
I don't
just heavy rain. Yeah, yeah, I seem to remember that. It was a pretty stylish movie. It was pretty big at the time.
So these are three, just before we do our top five, just really quickly, these were real plots to real movies that were made under the action guys, right? So... It was a movie called Hologram Man.
No.
5 years after the mad terrorist Norman Gallagher was sentenced to holographic stasis, he is given a parole hearing, but an equipment failure engineered by his cronies transforms the criminal into a living hologram with godlike powers. Now stopping him is Kirk Dakota, a man who as a police rookie was responsible for arresting Gallagher. Sound familiar?
Virtuosity?
It's a bit of Demolition Man there. What about Playing Dangerous? A young scientific whiz... virtually single-handedly defeats the corporate mercenaries who take his family hostage to get a blueprint for a top-secret, super-fast computer chip.
Love it.
Yeah. Home Alone with Violence, that one apparently was. This is my favourite. This is Ring of Steel. Have you heard of this one?
I've watched it.
A champion fencer. It's also the name of my sex tape. A champion fencer accidentally...
and I've watched it.
Ring of Steel, a champion fencer accidentally kills an opponent in a match.
Fencer.
Yeah, no, it's so good, eh?
Movie about fencing.
Disgraced, he is blackballed from the fencing community until a mysterious stranger saves his life one night from a gang of muggers. He soon finds himself caught in the world of underground illegal sword fights where combatants fight to the death.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Look.
Yeah. Thanks to crack.com for that crazy
They just
shit.
Need to retitle that last one.
Oh.
And it could have done well.
Ring of Steel.
Just call it Fence Man.
Fence Man.
Yeah. On the fence. You got top fives?
Mm.
Cool.
This.
Was it your hardest ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
mine too.
It's fucking really hard because you go through it all.
I didn't think there was going to be as many as what there were.
I'll tell you what
I
did.
I really liked.
Yeah.
I cut out Terminator 2.
Yes, same.
I cut out Predator. Same. And I cut out Commando.
Okay.
They're my MVPs. Like they're always going to be my MVPs.
Yeah.
But I do have a list of five, and I've got about 19 fucking honorable mentions.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay. So at number five, coming in very good, Hard Target.
Yeah.
No. I fucking love that movie. It's the perfect movie.
I was going to say, the perfect?
The perfect action perfect. 80s movie. It's fucking John Woo. It's fucking, it's hunting one by one.
Yeah, I particularly like his edit on that one. Yeah.
Number four, I got Passenger 57.
Right.
Yeah, always You've been always on been black.
Righto.
Yeah, it's just a big movie for me. I'm a big Wesley
been a,
guy.
You've been a Wesley man since day one.
Yeah, okay. I think you're not alone on an island for Passengers 57. It's a world liked movie. Mm. I just don't know that many people that are as passionate about it as yourself.
I fucking love it, man.
Yeah,
it's a good film.
Tom Sizemore, perfect.
Yeah.
Charles
number going to cocaine. Oh,
number
Charles Rain. It's not insane.
Number three.
That is a fucking coked up performance. If you want to watch what it was like to be in a movie in the late 80s, early 90s, that guy's so fucking railed on coke the whole movie.
Couldn't be more rail.
Rain.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Can't do it again. Number three, I've taken a bit of liberty here. I've gone Under Siege in any Steven Seagal movie released around those times.
So grandfathering in the... Okay. I'll allow it. What about you?
The whole filmography of...
I'm fine with it. Which one do you choose?
Under Siege.
Yeah. Under Siege.
Under Siege is probably his best, but I would...
But then you look at his earlier classics and go, fuck, that introduced me to Jamaicans.
I was going to say Mark for Death.
What a coma was.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we went to Jamaica.
Which one's the coma? Is that Above the Law, I think?
Out for Justice.
Out for Justice. Well, you got the Nico ones. There's a couple of those where he plays Nico.
We really fucked up by not watching it just before we went to Jamaica, guys. Oh, we should have. Yeah, that's on us.
Number two, it was almost in my mecca, but then I realised, no, it's my favourite Christmas movie. It's Die Hard.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Had to do it.
Yep.
And number one, it is my mecca. It should be in my mecca, but I wanted to surprise you all by leaving it there. And it's disappointing with so much heartbreak that it's over 50.
Yeah. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Cliffhanger.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I fucking love Cliffhanger.
It's not higher than
a HM for me.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right, I'm going to shift my list slightly if we're leaving out Terminator 2 and Predator because they were in my top five. Yeah, so I'm just going to bump those out, which would move my number five film to, I would have it as, I would say Under Siege will come in at number five for me. So then that would make number four Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, fucking
Mickey Rourke.
You ride for Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
I love that movie, dude.
Yeah, right.
Obsessed with it.
Wow.
Got it on Blu-ray. No, DVD. I've got it on DVD. I don't think
both probably.
I remember.
I'm not sure if you can get
it
on Blu-ray.
Is that Don Johnson and Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, I love that movie. It is. Yeah,
it's a good one.
And they stumble across the drugs.
Yeah.
And then they're getting hunted by the fucking weird guys in the big black suits. Yeah. One of those guys is Stephen Baldwin. One of the guys in the suits.
Speaking of cocaine.
Yeah. And then, so that would mean at number three, I will take Roadhouse, please.
Roadhouse. Uh-huh. Honorable mention.
Yeah. At number two, I will have, and I'm sorry, Duff, but I'm actually going to take Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Okay.
I rate that as the best Die Hard film. And that came out in 95. So I'm
allowed did
to
it really?
It did. Yeah. So I'm going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
I was surprised as well.
I just assumed it was longer. Yeah.
You and that, yeah. 95.
Well, I'll take Die Hard with Avengers as my number two.
And then number one, I don't care. Fuck is both. It's Point Break for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that fucking movie. Oh, and I wanted to preface my list with if Heat and Falling Down are considered action movies, then they're definitely in my top five. But I would say Heat's more crime thriller and Falling Down's probably more a drama thriller.
Yeah, I agree.
So I just went with more action, but I just wanted everyone to know.
I just went with the theme of action.
And Falling Down are two of my all-time favorite films.
Yeah.
I tried to do similar. I might have a little bit more broad, bit of both. But yeah, I've got Heat in there as an honorable mention. And this is one of those ones where you ask me tomorrow, it'll be different. But for right now, my top five, number five, Total Recall.
Nice.
That was the movie I had on VHS that I watched over and over. That and I've gone back to back Arnie's because The Running Man.
Can I go wild? Can I say that I'm not a huge Total Recall guy?
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Sorry.
I loved it.
Sorry. Really? I should like it. I should.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone, sci-fi, Mars.
I know. Okay. I know. I should love it.
Is it fantasy for you?
I don't think it's fantasy. I think it's maybe a bit silly.
Is it the extra boob?
I think it's just there's some bits that are silly.
Three boobs, too many boobs.
Yeah, there was too many boobs.
That blew my mind as a child.
Oh, man. Yeah. Not my proudest wing.
But not your proudest wing. Red-blooded me, dude.
Not my proudest wing.
Number three. This is where I went for just... Look, I'm on brand here.
You said Running Man for four, didn't you?
Yeah.
I really like Running Man.
Running Man's got the best
Arnie one-liners out of any movie.
Yeah.
Just every time he kills someone, they're just fucking on point. So bad, but so good.
It's Jesse Ventura as well.
Yeah. So the thing about Total Recall and Running Man for me as well is I had both on VHS, but I'd recorded them off the TV.
Yeah.
So I got the family-friendly version. They had the fucking GWN edit. With the ads
cuts,
and everything.
And cuts right before the violence.
Yeah, and there's a fucking ad for the Broom ice cream shop or whatever.
Fuck, I was going to say, imagine watching those again. Those ads would be a trip.
They're not great.
Oh, man.
So number three, and this is where I may not qualify strictly as action, but at least I'm on brand, so bear with me. The Fugitive.
Yep.
Just a really fucking good movie.
I call it, it's an action.
Yeah, is it? Action.
I'd put The Fugitive in my top five. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Thriller.
Action thriller?
Yeah.
I'd do an action
I'm fine
thriller.
With it. I'm fine with it.
But yeah, you can have it, but it's my number four.
True Romance.
True Romance. Yeah, that's
action.
Lots of guns and shit, and just watch it over and over again. And number one's Natural Born Killers.
Of course.
Okay. Yep. So on brand.
I like it.
And my HMs, we've mentioned, obviously, just throwing names. There's just fucking so many names. T2.
Did we exclude Aliens? Did we all exclude Aliens? Or would it not have made your list? I excluded it because I went, it's probably not in the vein of fucking what we're trying to do here.
So I just think it's a sci-fi action movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got Cyborg, Red Heat, Total Recall, Roadhouse, Showdown, Little Tokyo,
Roadhouse,
RoboCop, and The Last Boy Scout.
Yep.
Very similar.
What HMs you got?
If I had any new ones versus what you guys already said, I had The Principal in there. I think that's a fucking awesome movie.
So good.
I had Next of Kin with Patrick Swayze. Yeah. You guys fuck with that?
Oh, I haven't seen it for so long, but
I had Toy Soldiers. I love that movie. I had Sniper.
Yeah.
Tom Berenger.
Yeah.
Speed? Can I get a Speed?
Yeah, I've got Speed as an
action. That's crazy.
It's a good action movie.
Yeah. I thought that was... Yeah.
And then if I panicked on the spot before because I was removing a couple from my list and I got all confused, I want to change my number five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring in Waterworld instead of Under Siege.
You ride for Waterworld
ride hard for that movie.
Yeah, right.
So Waterworld in, Under Siege out.
Yeah.
Waterworld was so panned and it's over 50.
And then I just had Predator 2. I had Predator 2 as well. I thought that's worth Predator. A shout.
It's actually better than its reputation.
Did you have some HMs other than those?
Other than those, I want to shout out our previous episodes of Bad Boys, Demolition Man and Commando.
Yep.
All classics. Go back and check them out.
Classic movies and classic podcast movies, episodes.
Classic episodes. Probably the only one that hasn't really got a mention that I threw in there, and it's again, this is just completely subjective because it's not a fantastic movie, but it had an impact on me, is Judgment Night.
I like that movie. That.
And you're a soundtrack guy, so that's
the soundtrack is still in my playlist. I'm bringing back new metal.
Yeah, I've got that as well. I love Judgment Night. I forgot about it, all about it though. Emilio.
So that was really, really hard to narrow down.
Man, it's
very hard.
It's one of the hardest top fives I've done. Normally it's like bang, bang, bang. This one's like this. And then I remembered Cliffhanger. I was like, that's one of my all-time favorites.
Let us know in the comments what we missed. Shout at us.
I'm just bringing up, I know we've moved past it, but it's bothering me now. I'm just bringing up the Batista Sudden Death movie.
Yeah.
Final Score.
That's called.
From 2018.
Okay.
It's actually got 6 on IMDb. So it's not just fans of fucking action movies like Me and Duff. It's actually a good movie. So check that out if you like Batista or if you like the Van Damme Sudden Death.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good kind of cover of it. Next movie. It's right?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is going to appeal to Duff, this one.
It's animated.
And Speedy, I don't know if you've seen it. I feel like we haven't done enough creature movies on this fucking podcast.
You know I'm a fucking creature.
One of the only, we did the Pitch Black movies, which they're creature films,
I guess,
or the first one anyway.
Yeah.
And we did Lake Placid, but that was probably more of a comedy.
Yeah.
Can you
we're doing Rampage, aren't we?
No, that's kind of a creature movie though.
One day we'll do
so
Rampage.
This next one is certainly not a comedy. It has got a comic relief character, but it's not a comedy.
It's Deep Rising.
No, but it is in the ocean.
Oh,
Deep Blue Sea.
And it is a sci-fi creature movie, and it is very new, and it is on Disney Plus
Underground.
Free, and it has got Christian Stewart in it.
Okay, cool.
And it's called Underwater.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad you have.
I like Christian Stewart. So.
I recommend, if you like the podcast, watch this film. It's on Disney Plus for free.
Yep.
It's
You'll be surprised.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we'll wait till the next episode. Maybe I hate it.
Maybe I'm doing this to torture everyone.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
All right.
Yeah. I've got, Speaking of surprises, I've got a fucking surprise for the people out there.
You're quitting the podcast.
No. Oh. Worse than that. I'm doubling down.
You're bringing in your brother.
No, we're available in more. He doesn't speak. There's no point. He doesn't say anything.
Okay. He's actually been on the pod for all the episodes.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was our producer.
Shout out to my brother, by the way. He's lovely. He's quiet.
He's a good man.
Couldn't get a word in for his whole life, poor bastard. Right. Surprising development has occurred. We're on fucking TikTok.
TikTok.
We're going to do TikTok stuff. And we've got some stuff. We'll go live on our YouTube as well.
More stuff on YouTube.
Just older episodes.
Yes.
We didn't film them, so don't rush there looking for our pretty faces. But there's some. We're just going to keep putting some stuff up there and sharing some clips on TikTok and shit and see. I've installed some Chinese spyware on my phone and we're just going to see how we go. The kids seem to enjoy it.
Yes.
So look us up on the TikTok if you know how to do that, because I don't know how to look you up.
Perfect.
So that'd be great. Cheers.
We're learning.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was the guy who never wanted a phone or a driver's license. Now my fucking digital footprint's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I can live off the grid. Sorry, I'm eating ice.
All right, let's call it at that.
That movie just the ice sale.
Need to cool down this Unisol over here.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Underwater. Next week. Let's go.